Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is daf Hey Menachos. I listened to myself a little bit yesterday, as painful as that is. It's really terrible. But I noticed I've been introducing the Gemara's Zvachim, and no one corrects me, and that's great. So, but we're not doing Zvachim. We're doing Menachos, but it is, as we talked about, a lot of repetition. Okay, a very good daf coming up today, a lot of basic issues, which we're going to be covering in terms of Menachos. Let's just quickly review what we saw at the very end of yesterday's daf. On the bottom of Dalet Amud Aleph, so we had the opinion of Rav. Rav says that there are two more things I'd like to add to the Mishnah. Number one, I want to add a Minchas HaOmer, meaning that in the Mishnah gave us a short list of karbanos, menachos, I should say. There I go again. A short list of menachos where if I have a Shinui Kodesh, if I have a change of mind as I'm offering the Mincha, so the Mishnah says it's no good. And it's a short list. And the Mishnah says it's a mincha, which is bar zechet, minchas chote, and also the mincha of the sota. Okay, so those are the only two menachos where if I have a shalol lishma, if I have a shinui kodesh, so then they become disqualified. Why? Because we basically treat it like a chatas. And since it's just like by a carbon chatas, a shinui kodesh is going to be postal, it's going to disqualify the carbon, so too over here, Rav says, I'd like to add that to the Mishnah. The Mishnah didn't say it, so and the Mishnah seems to be giving a comprehensive list. So we did the Gemara yesterday, and the Gemara yesterday said, what did Rav add? And let me make that clear before we point out why it's not in the Mishnah. So Rav added the Minchas HaOmer. The Minchas HaOmer, which is offered on the second day of Pesach, which is matir all the grain that grew over the past year. So if the Kohen who offers that has a Shinui Kodesh, a Shalol Lishma Kavana, so that Mincha is going to be disqualified. Okay, so number one, how come it's not in the Mishnah? So Rav says very simply, I'll give you a bunch of reasons why it's not in the Mishnah. Number one, the Mincha HaOmer is a Mincha Tzibur. It's a communal Mincha, and the Mishnah is only talking about individual Menachos. Number two, the Mincha HaOmer is an obligation. All the Menachos mentioned in our Mishnah are not, I'm sorry, obligation meaning time-based, meaning it's on the calendar. All the Menachos mentioned in the Mishnah are not on the calendar, and for those reasons, it's not mentioned in the Mishnah. Okay.
Well, why Rava wanted to add it?
Huh?
Why Rava wanted to add that?
Because he feels that the halach is the same by the Minchas HaOmer. Meaning, meaning actually insert it into the Mishnah, but add it meaning it's also going to be another Mincha where Shinu is going to be posted. So he explained. Correct. So he explained because its purpose is to be a matir. It permits. It allows us to eat our grains. And so since it serves as that, so, and he doesn't explain any better than that, meaning, so fine, so it's a matir.
It's kapala, same thing.
No, he says it's not.
It is.
Well, he says it's not. He says it's not a kapala.
But it's the same reason
okay.
Why he would say.
Fine. All right, so that's the opinion of Rav. And Rav also wanted to add it as well to the first Mishnah of Zvachim. Right, the first Mishnah of Zvachim, same story. There are two karbanos where if I bring a shalol l'shem or a shalol l'shmo, they're going to be pasul. They are the karban pesach and the karban chatas. So Rav says, I'd like to add to that as well the asham mitzora and the asham of the nazir. Why? Same story. Because they're a machshir. They permit him to move on. It's not a kapara. Okay, so this is the additions of Rav. And we explained already how come our Mishnah doesn't mention the Minchas HaOmer? That's where we ended off yesterday. We're going to continue in the Gemara. Amar Mar. We're on Dalam Adbez, and we're about 10 lines from the top of the page. We're at the two dots. Amar Mar Vechenata HaOmer Ba'ashem Nazir Ba'ashem Mitzorah. Same thing by Ashem Nazir Ashem Mitzorah. Again, those are the two karbanos that he wants to add to the first Mishnah in Zvachim. Sheshachtim Shalolishman Psulin Ho Uvao LaHachshir V'lohi Chshirav. Since their very purpose of being brought is a machshir, it permits. Right? The basic difference between kapara and machshir, I mean, aside from the obvious definitions, right? A kapara is an atonement. Meaning, I did something wrong, right? Me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu are not, right? We're not 100%. So I bring the carbon as a kapara. Kapara is for the past. It's what happened, and it's for reparation. Machshir is for the future. Meaning, in order for me to be able to go on, usually I bring a machshir, right? So I can eat karbanos again. Right? That's generally speaking why I bring a machshir. A nazir brings a machshir so he can restart his count again, his karban, so he can either conclude his naziris or, if it becomes tamei, restart again. So machshir is all about the future. It allows me to move ahead.
Like preventive.
Right, so correct. So, psulim ho'olavol lahachshiv alo echshiro, tanan. So, the Gemara now is going to ask the obvious question. So, according to you, Rav, how come the Mishnah and Zvachim didn't talk about it? So, tanan kol ha-zvachim sheshachton shalosh mankshirim elo shalo alo labalim, l'shem chol v'chut mipesach v'chatas. That's the first Mishnah and Zvachim. Okay, now 3 months old. 3 months ago we did that. V'im isa. So, the Gemara asks a simple question. According to you, Rav, listening na michat echot me asham nazir asham etzora. How come the Mishnah over there didn't list asham nazir asham etzora? So the Gemara, debar lahachshiv alo ichshiro. So, right? And how come the Mishnah didn't list that? Answers the Gemara, kevin di ika asham gizels vasham eilos, de lechapara asra lo psika le. Because the Mishnah, if the Mishnah would have said asham, that would have been misleading. Because asham means, asham nazir asham etzora, asham also means an asham for gizela, an asham for meila. And if we would have just said asham, not every asham is coming lahachshir. Some ashamas are coming as a kapara. And so consequently, lo psikale. We don't have the Mishnah could not say it definitively, and so therefore it's not included. Now, the Gemara could have continued its questioning, its line of questioning, meaning, okay, fine, so the Mishnah should just write, okay, so the Chatas Pesach, Asham Nazir and Asham Etzara. Okay, the Gemara doesn't continue its line of questioning. I don't know why, but okay. Ma'ishna Asham Nazir v'Asham Etzara debar lahachshir v'lo hechshiro haninami bar lechapar v'dolo kipro. The Gemara has now a simple question, and it's really a basic question. What's the difference? So what? So one carbon is coming as a machshir, another carbon is coming as a kapara. Okay, good. There's a difference. We understand that there's a difference. So what? Why should it be that a machshir, if you don't have kavana, if it's shelo lishmo, while I'm bringing my machshir, I say it's another karban, that's it, it's no good, it's disqualified. Why is a machshir more sensitive than that of a karban which comes as a kapara? Okay, nice, basic question. So I'm Rav Yirmiyah Matzina Shechalak HaKasav Bein Mechaper and Bein Machshir. So Rav Yirmiyah provides an answer and he says, well, we see there's a difference. In what avenue, in what arena do we see that there's a difference? Mechaprim isbehu da asala achar misa, machshirin leisbehu da asala achar misa. What karbanas can you bring post-mortem? Right? Person died, leaving his karbanas in the world. Meaning, before he or she died, designated some animals as a karban, and then the person dies. What can you bring after they died? Okay, so what the Gemara is going to prove to us, it's going to be an interesting proof, is that you can't bring a machshir. And remember, the way I explained it makes perfect sense, because machshir is all about the future. And right, and this person's future is, you know, bleak. Well, I mean, tchias ameisim, I mean, there'll be, you know, there is a future, but I'm saying, right, correct. But in other words, in his dealing in this world, there's nothing more to talk about. So he's not going to bring a machshir, but he could bring a kapara. Now, we generally say ein kapar lachamisa, meaning after you died, the death itself provides all the kapara that you need, and generally speaking, that's what we say. But the Gemara will prove that sometimes, on certain occasions, you could bring a kapara after misa, but you can't bring a machshir after misa. Listen to the proof. The proof is fascinating. Didnan. Ha'isha she'evi'a chatasa o'mesa. Okay, the Mishnah in Kinim. Oh, we love our Mishnahs in Kinim. Right, but this is an easy one. This is not one of the harder ones. A Mishnah says, a woman who, right, after she has given birth, she has to bring two birds. One is a chatas and one is an ola. Let's say, the Mishnah gives a scenario, where she brought a carbon chatas and then she dies. Rachman al-Islan. Yaviu yorshin ola sa. So her boys, or whoever inherits her, so they're going to bring her carbon ola. However, Ola sa umesa, but let's flip it. Let's say she brought her ola and then she dies. Lo yaviu yorshin chatasa. So her inheritors don't bring the carbon chatas. Now, in order to understand the proof, we have to set this up, and this is so counterintuitive. Which one of those two? In other words, we have two birds to choose from, chatas and ola. Which one is a machshir and which one's a mechaper? That's a tough question. It's a tough question because the answer is not what you would have thought. Okay? What we all would have thought, right, myself included, myself first online, is that the chatas is a mechaper, as it normally is, and the ola is a machshir. Remember, let's be clear about this. A woman who's given birth now, she's tameya. Right? She's impure. She can't eat karbanos. She won't be able to eat a karban again until she brings her karbanos. So, certainly as a pair, we know that her karbanos is a machshir. She also needs a certain amount of atonement as well. Atoning for having a baby. So we've said this many times before. The Gemara says elsewhere that, yeah, because after, while having the baby, she probably said things that she didn't mean and she regrets, and specifically about relationships with her husband. So there is a component of kapara that's needed as well. A component. As a pair of birds, certainly its main function, its main purpose is a machshir, meaning she wants to be able to eat carbon again. She has a mitzvah of carbon Pesach, she has to eat annually, so she wants to eat carbonus again. So she can't bring carbonus until she brings this pair of birds. Now I'm going to restate the question. Of these two birds, which bird actually is providing the hechsher, her permission to eat carbonus again? So interestingly enough, Rashi points out, and you have to say this. You don't, I mean, without Rashi, you're going to have to say this. It's the chatas, which is the machshir. And it's counterintuitive, and I realize it is. It's the chatas, which is a machshir. If the chatas is a machshir, so then it's the ola, which provides its short, small amount of kapara. So what the Gemara's point is now that, okay, and again, I know that's weird, I know it's strange sounding, but once you say that, now you understand what the Gemara's question is, or not its question, but its proof, sorry. You see, if she brings her chatas and she dies, so do we bring her carbon ola? So the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "I'm Eisha Shevia Chatas Omesa, Yavir Yershin Ola Sa," you do bring the carbon ola. So if the machshir is brought and then she dies post mortem, you bring the carbon ola. Now let's flip it. If she brings her carbon ola and she dies, you don't bring the carbon chatas. So, again, assuming what I explained just a moment ago, assuming that the chatas is a machshir, you see that a machshir you can't bring post-mortem. A mechaper, you can bring post-mortem. So you see that there's a higher level of sensitivity when it comes to a machshir. So this is the basis for Rav's opinion, that if I bring a machshir, so and I have a shelo lishmo, that's it. It's disqualified. I'm sorry, yeah.
The fact that you bring one post-mortem, why would that have an impact on what's kosher shavuot?
Correct. I don't see it. I also don't see it. The Gemara's just...
The whole premise of this is...
Correct. Correct. Agreed. It's a correlation more than anything else. I don't see cause and effect. But it's just... It's a sensitivity. It's a higher level of sensitivity.
Why the reason for the sensitivity.
Right. Correct.
Why don't you say that korban chet, every time is a machshir? Because everyone would
it's
cause
not, it, because it's not.
To eat a carbon after.
No, because that's not its purpose. Meaning, if I eat chela, if I eat forbidden fats,
right.
I could still eat a car. I could still eat carbonos. I'm not disqualified from eating carbonos, but me and God have a little bit of work to do in terms of a relationship, so we bring a carbon chatos. But it doesn't affect my status from this point forward.
When you say machshir, that means to prepare for what?
So I can eat carbonos again. Generally speaking, that's the whole point. So the Gemara says, wait a second. I will show you that it's possible that a machshir can come lachar misa, and I will show you by the following. It's the Mishnah. The Hatana and Hamafrish Malsa Nazira Sel. Person sets aside money for his Naziras, right? A man is a Nazir, getting ready to finish his, conclude his Naziras, so he's got to bring Karbanos, three Karbanos. Olo Shlomim and Chatas. So he sets aside money. So, number one, lo nanim v'lo mo'alin. So, first of all, you're not allowed to get benefit from that money. Obviously, it's set aside for kabanos. The iser hana is only an iser derabana, not midar raisa. Okay, I don't want to get into this now because it's not our topic. Now, when we get to mi'ila, we're going to get into this a lot more.
It's not a carbon.
Aside from that, in other words, money, it's not a carbon that has to go to an ola. Right, Rashi makes this point over here, and this is, I don't want to dwell on this, but it's some any of these monies could be applied to a shlamim. We know that there's no iser me'ila on a carbon shlamim, because it's not kachay Hashem when it comes to a carbon. Only carbonos which are kachay Hashem, which are going to go on the Mizbeach, only those are subject to me'ila. Okay, so the money itself is lo nanin, you can't get benefit from it, but v'lo mo'alim, but there's no iser of me'ila. Mim neisha, ruin lavo, kula. If you set aside money for a carbon ola, there's an iser me'ila on that money. Yeah. Because it can all come, any of that money could be applied towards a shlamim. Okay, next part of the Mishnah. This is the part that we want to key in on. So what if he died? So this person who was a Nazir and died as a Nazir and has money set aside for his karbanos, now the money was not designated. In other words, it was just a pool of money, a pile of money, which he did not specify what was going to be applied to what. So take the money and throw it into the pushka. We just spoke about the pushka yesterday. Mifurashin, but what if the money was designated, was earmarked? Meaning, three piles of money. This is for my chatas, this is for my ola, this is for my shlamin. So, demei chatas, yolech liyam amelach. So the money that was set aside for the chatas, so that's chatas amesa, bala. Right? That's carbon chatas where its owner died, so the chatas has to be left to die. The money over here has to be left to die. So how do you kill money? Right? We all know how to kill money, but how do you... we all do it pretty well. But how do you kill money? So you throw it into the Yam HaMelech, you throw it into the corrosive Dead Sea. Lo nanin v'lo mo'alin, and there's there, you can't benefit from the money, but again, the Isser of Me'ila doesn't apply to the money. Demei Ola, the money set aside for the Ola, Yavi Behen Ola, Umo'alin Bahen. There we have it. So there's an Isser of Me'ila on that money because it's set aside for an Ola, and an Ola is Kache Hashem. Demei Shlamim Yavi Bahem Shlamim V'ne'echalim L'yom Echad. Now, what do you do with the money for the Shlamim? So what you do with it is you buy carbon. You buy a carbon with that money and treat it with all the rules of a shlamim that would be used for a nazir, which is, even though the nazir now unfortunately is dead, nechal miyom echad, you eat it one day into an imlechem, but you don't have to bring bread. Okay, now, the Gemara, wait, just one second, give me a moment. V'ha'ola u'shlamim de nazir de machshirin inhu. So the Gemara says now, it's a machshir, it allows him to move on. Right, it's for the future. It's not about what he did wrong. It's a machshir. So the Gemara says, if the old and the shlamim are a machshir, and what do we find? Ka'asul achamisa, that it's brought after he's dead. Okay, so your whole argument is you don't bring a machshir after the person died, and the Gemara says, and I'm showing you, I'm demonstrating that you can bring a machshir after the person's dead. Amar of Papa Hachikamar of Yirmiyah Lomatzino Hechsher Kavua de Balacha Misa. Udenazir Hechsher She'enu Kavuahu. The Amar Mar, top of the next Amud, Gilachal Achar Mishloshtam Yatsa. So the Gemara's answer is, in defense of Yirmiyah, we'll say like this. Let me not point to those. The Ola of the woman who just gave birth. That's a machshir in of itself. The Gemara's terminology is it's kavua, meaning that there it is a machshir and it by itself is a machshir. And nothing else is supplementing its role as being a machshir. By the nazir, it could be either or. Meaning the Ola by itself could be a machshir. The Shlamim by itself could be a machshir. Even the Chantas by itself could be a machshir. Because the Gemara's quotes on the top of Daf Hei, I just read it, Gilech al achas mishloshtam yatsa. If the Nazir was to do Giluch, shave his body over one of the Karbanos, so that's it. It serves as enough. Meaning obviously there's a mitzvah to bring all three, but Bidyeved, if he just was Megaleach, if he shaved his body over one of the three, so that would be Yotze. So you see that not one of those Karbanos by itself is a Machshir. It could be the Shlamim, it could be the Ola. So it's not a good case study. It's not a good question, because Rav Yirmiyah says a Machshir by itself. And now going back to the beginning of the whole discussion, the Asham Mitzora and the Asham Nazir are Machshirim by themselves. Okay. Okay, going on in the Gemara.
The discussion of course Mona was brought in.
Right. So the Gemara says, but the Nazir case is not a good case. because you don't find a machshir in of itself. Mesvah, the Gemara says, I'm going to challenge Rav based on a braisa. The braisa writes, Asher Metzor Shenishcha Shalol L'Shmo, if I have an Asher Metzor where I shech the Shalol L'Shmo, and that's exactly what Rav said. Now remember, Rav said that if I take an Asher Metzor and I shecht it with a Shinui Kodesh, not for its intent, but for another carbon's intent, so Rav says it's disqualified, it's puzzle. Okay? So, what does a braisa say about it? Oh, shalonita midamo gabe bahonos, or you didn't put the blood of the carbon asham onto the thumbs of the mitzora. Hareza ola legabe mizbech v'tav nesachin v'tzorach asham acher l'hachshiro. The braisa says it's still a carbon. We'll treat it like an ola, right? We'll treat it like an ola, but but he's got to bring another carbon, meaning it won't be effective to him. Meaning, what we've been saying basically all along. Carbon still works, it's just detached from the owner, and the owner has to now bring a new carbon. Okay, but what do you see over here? You see that Rav is wrong. Right, because Rav says that if you bring an Asher Metzor, Shalol L'Shmo, it's disqualified. The Braisa says, no, it's not. Tiyufta de Rav, the Gemara says, okay, that's a Kasha and Rav. And not only Kasha and Rav, a refutation of Rav's position. Okay, Tosos notes over here, sometimes we say in the Gemara, Rav Tanu Palik, that Rav is the status of a Tana, and he can argue with a Braisa. Why doesn't the Gemara over here say that? So I don't know. Tosos doesn't know either. Okay, it's sometimes the Gemara says Tav Rav Tanu Palig, and sometimes the Gemara just simply says no. Rav's position is unsustainable. Okay, we are for the rest of today going to focus on the Minchas HaOmer. Remember, Rav was of the opinion, and this got us into this discussion. Rav was of the opinion that by the Minchas HaOmer, if you do Kemitza Shelo l'shma, so it's puzzle. Why? Because the Omer is a machshir. Okay, now let's remember, the Omer, the carbon Omer, is born on the second day of Pesach, the 16th day of Nisan. All the grains that grew over the course of the year, from last second day of Pesach, last year's second day of Pesach, to this year's second day of Pesach, is prohibited. The Yisr is called the Yisr Chadash. You're not allowed to eat any of the grains that grew over the course of this year. Right? And until you bring the carbon on the second day of Pesach, so you can't eat the grains. So that carbon omer is a machshir. Rav was of the opinion that since it's a machshir and it was brought shelo l'shmo, if it was brought shelo l'shmo, it's possible it's disqualified. That was Rav's position. Now we already knocked out Rav's second statement about the Asher Metzora and the Asher Nazir. Okay, Rav's position over there was unsustainable. And what we're going to see from this point forward are two more opinions. We're going to see this morning Reish Lakish, and we're going to see this morning Rava. Each one of them argue with Rav, but to degrees. Reish Lakish is going to argue with him a little bit, and Rava is going to argue with him a lot, and the halacha is going to go like Rava. So on Rav's both of Rav's statements, the Gemara is basically going to reject, or either explicitly or implicitly.
I don't brought this up because you thought that the first two that are mentioned in the Mishnah are machshir.
No. The first two mentioned in the Mishnah are not a machshir, but Rav would like to add a list of machshirin to the Mishnah.
For what purpose?
Because it's the same halacha, meaning because if I have a shalol l'shmo, it becomes disqualified. Okay, Reish Lakish. Five lines from the top of the page. Reish Lakish amar minchas amar shekamsa shalol l'shmo k'sheira. So he disagrees with Rav. If I take a carbon omer, the minchas haomer, and I do the kemitzah, Cohen does the kemitzah shelo l'shma, it's okay. However, shayareha ein ne'echalan ad shetivi minchas haomer acheres. What normally happens with a mincha? So the Cohen eats the remainder of the mincha, the shayarim, the shirayim, as we would say. But here, this minchas omer that was offered shelo l'shma, the carbon's still good, but it didn't do its purpose. And because it didn't do its purpose, so we can't eat the shayarim even of this carbon omer as well. V'tatirena, eina achalsa shetavi minchas omer acheres v'tatirena, period. Okay. The Gemara wonders, mikrav hechi karva. The Gemara says, look, I have a simple question. We have a basic concept that the Gemara goes over a number of times, and that is the following. What I can offer on top of the Mizbeach is only something that I myself can eat. Meaning, we have to keep kosher. It's a funny concept. We have to keep kosher. The Mizbeach has to keep kosher as well. The Mizbech is a consumer. We've spoken about that idea so many times throughout Zvachim and Menachos. So the Mizbech being a consumer, so just like we can only consume things which are kosher, the Mizbech can also can only consume things which are kosher. Now, there's no source for this idea in the Torah. The Gemara is going to quote a pasuk from Yechezkel. The pasuk reads, Mimashkei Yisrael. Right? What do I offer up onto the Mizbeach? Mi mashkei Yisrael, whatever the Jewish people can eat, so that's what the Mizbeach can eat as well.
That's not true.
Just wait one second. That's basically what the Gemara is going about to ask. The Gemara says, oh, you're going to ask me what? By Dam?
Chametz.
Chametz. Well, no, not
Chametz. Kosher, but no Chametz goes in Mizbeach.
No. The other way around. Opposite. Meaning nothing can go on the Mizbeach that we can't eat.
Right?
If we can't eat it, it can't go on to the Mizbeach. So I thought you were going to ask me about Dam and Chalev. Okay, those would be... Okay. No, it's fine. Those are good questions. The Gemara over here is not going to focus on that. The Gemara is going to focus on the following. How did you... According to you, Reish Lakish, you're telling me that the Minchas Omer, the Kometz can be burnt on the top of the Mizbeach even with Shelo Lishmo. Oh, but it wasn't Matir, so therefore you can't eat the Shirayim. So the Gemara is going to ask a fantastic question. If we can't eat the Shirayim, so how did the Kometz go up onto the top of the Mizbeach? Gemara asks. Mikrav Hechi Karva Mimashke Yisrael Minam Mutar LeYisrael. Now, how do you do that? How do you offer the Kometz on the top of the Mizbeach if we can't eat it? So Amar Avada Barava Kasav Reish Lakish Hemechus Vizman LaBavayom. So the Gemara starts off suggesting, I'm going to be careful about my usage of language because it's a suggestion. The Gemara is not going to really stick with it. The Gemara is going to start off with a suggestion of, well, later today will be mutter, and since later today it'll be mutter, right? It's to use my mother's expression, nishka freilich. It's not that. What's the big deal? Okay, that's Yiddish. She confuses me because she speaks in Spanish and Yiddish, and I don't know. tell me about it. So, ein mechusus man lebo bayom. So, the Omer will be brought later today because we got it. It's the 16th day, and the Kohen messed up this one. So, the Omer will be brought later today. It's so, you have to think about how. This Kohen, you talk about malpractice. This Kohen offering this carbon Omer and thinking that's another mincha, it's bizarre. Part of the reason why it's so bizarre is because this is the only time that we're bringing barley.
Right.
So for the Kohen not to recognize that and to say, I'm bringing this L'shem, another mincha, it is bizarre. But okay, as bizarre as it is, we're still dealing with the theory that Shelo L'shmo, it's going to... So according to Reish Lakish, it's not going to passel it, but... You can't eat the Shirayim. So we're stuck in the question, how can we actually offer the Kometz? It's not Mutter. So the Gemara's first answer is, well, we're going to bring the Omer later today. Mechusar Zman Lebo Bayom is not a big deal. That's tough to handle. It's a tough concept to handle. Because right here, right now, it's not acceptable. It's not yet Mutter. So the Gemara is going to ask based on a Braisa. The Braisa does its normal comparative style. You know, we find things by birds that we don't find by Menachos. We find things by Menachos that we don't find by birds. Which is, birds, you know, we can go into partnership over bringing a bird. Right? You and I, we can't afford a bird together, or for whatever reason we decide jointly we'd like to bring a bird, you could do that. Karbanos could be brought as a partnership. Okay? Limited liability, of course, but a partnership between two. Umechusre kapara. Also, a mechusre kapara could bring birds. Sorry. Right? In other words, the whole purpose of bringing birds, not the whole purpose, I shouldn't say it that way. Sometimes you bring a bird because I need a kapara, I need to go from this point forward. It enables me to bring, to eat karbanos in the future, so therefore it's brought by the mechusta kapara. V'hutra michlal isuran b'kodesh. And focus in on this line of the braisa. And it's hutra michlal isuran b'kodesh. And by birds, something is permitted by birds which is not true by non-karban. Notably, Malika. Meaning, what if I do malika outside the Beis HaMikdash? The birds are nevela. So inedible. What if I do malika in the Beis HaMikdash? That's what you're supposed to do. That's what makes it okay. Now, all these principles aren't true by mincha. Now, let's go the other direction. Now, here are the things that are unique to mincha that you don't have by birds. Kli, right? You put into a kli, the mincha. Tanufa, you have the waving. Hagasha, the presentation. Bringing the mincha in the bowl close to the mizbeach, touching it to the southwest corner of the mizbeach. V'yeshtam b'tzibur kebiyachin. Also, by mincha, you have a carbon tzibur. You don't have a carbon tzibur by birds. No such thing that it's, that a bird is brought by the community. Masha ein kein ba'ofas, and that's exactly the Bryce's point. None of these things apply by birds. Good. So we did a comparative study of birds to mincha. Now, carefully note, one of the things that we said by birds is that we have something by birds, which is that if I did it in the Beis HaMikdash, it's good. If I did the same thing outside the Beis HaMikdash, it's no good. V'im isa b'menachos nami mishkach ala dehosho meklal isuram b'kodesh. Umayni u minchas ha'omer. You know, we could note the following. The minchas ha'omer, when you're bringing it, is it okay to bring it yet? No. No, because it's chadash. It's new. So you can't bring it yet. And meanwhile, we find that we're bringing the minchas ha'omer even though it's not yet mutter. So the concept that you brought to me by Ophos, that we have something that by birds, which really I can't do, which is Malika, but in the Beis HaMikdash I can do. So can't you argue by Mincha, I have the same exact concept, something outside I can't do, which is Chadash, but in the Beis HaMikdash I can do. So the Gemara says, okay, so we'll take our principle, Kevin, the Ein Mechusus Man L'Bo Bayom, Lavi Suruhu. So what we'll do is that answer that we use to defend Reish Lakish, we'll say the same thing over here. Well, since the Omer is being brought later that day, so it's not really Usser. It's not an Isser, since it will be permitted later that day. Okay. So again, so we are, the Gemara is now employing that same concept. Mesav Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes says, I have a hard time with this concept, and notably for the following reason. Hiktim matan shemen lamatan dan yimal enu shemen v'yachzor v'yitein shemen. By the mitzora, there's a very clear procedure of what you do on the day that the mitzora comes into the Beis HaMikdash and offers his karbanos. So two things that you do is that you apply first blood onto his right thumb, right toe, and right ear, and then on top of the blood you apply oil on his right thumb, right toe and right ear. Okay, hikdim matan shemen lamatan dam. What if you put the oil before the blood? Okay, yemalan shemen v'yachzor v'yitein shemen acher. So fine. So redo the oil. Meaning after the blood application, redo the oil. So in other words, it's got to be blood then oil. Matan dam. I'm sorry. Acher matan dam. Matan b'homos lamatan sheva. What if I did the application to the mitzvah before I sprinkled seven times? Now, with the blood of the asham, I need to first sprinkle seven times in the direction of the parochus. Then I take whatever blood's left over and apply it to the mitzvah. What if I do that out of order? So the Gemara says, Yemalan Hashem and Biyachsav Yitain Matan Bahonos, Achar Matan Zayin. So again, you redo it. So what do you see over here? Order is so significant. So what the Gemara is bothered by is, why don't we just use our argument that we use later? That mechusar zman lebo bayom is not a big deal. So, okay, fine. So I did a little bit out of order. But anyway, it's going to happen later today. So since it's going to happen later today, so can't we say no big deal? So the Gemara says, yeah, marday mechusar zman lebo bayom amayachav yitela mayda avid avid. Gemara says, what's the big deal? What's done is done. So Amar Papa Shani Halachos Mitzora Dichsi Buhu Avaya. Amar Akasev Zos Tia Torah Mitzora Tia Bihavya Sotehe. So the Gemara says you can't bring Mitzora into the discussion. By Mitzora, the Torah is extraordinarily clear. Zos Tia Torah Mitzora. Whenever you see a derivative of the word Tia Haya Havaya, it means as is. The Torah's instruction and order is significant, and if you deviate from the order, You got to go back and redo it again. So you can't bring Matsar into the discussion. Mesav Rav Papa, Rav Papa, however, challenges from a different location. Heitim chatasol hashamo, lo ye'acher memariz bedama, ela tu barzu rasa v'teitzel lebeis asreifa. If the chatas comes before the asham, and the correct order is first asham, then chatas, so redo it. So the Gemara says, amai kamosiv Rav Papa, So the Gemara says, wait a second. We just said don't bring Mitzar into the discussion, and you know what you did. You brought Mitzar back into the discussion. Chatzas and Asham. So the Gemara says, you know by Asham, by Mitzar, the Torah says Havaya. El Rav Papa Hachi Kakashale. So the Gemara says, no. I'll tell you why Rav Papa feels that his question is still legitimate by the Chatzas Asham order. Because Hani Mili Avoda Shchita Lav Avoda Hi. So because look, I understand that when it comes to Avoda, actual temple service, so then the order becomes so unbelievably important. But we're talking about Shechting the Karbanos. Shchita is not an Avoda. So your Havaya source, that everything has to be in exact order, that's by Avoda, but not by Shchita. Shchita is not an Avoda. We've seen this line already a number of times in the Gemara that Shechita is not an avoda. Okay? And let's do this now. Let's do this quickly. Tosus gives three explanations as to why Shechita is not an avoda. Okay? What do you think? Why is Shechita not an avoda? Simple pshat? Yeah, so that's number one in Tosfos. So a non-Kohen can do the Shechita. So Tosfos, right, look at the... Tosfos loves this concept of Shechita Lav Avoda. If you look on our daf, one, two, three Tosfosim on this Shechita not being an Avoda. We're just going to go through the first one this morning because it really deals with the basic issue of why is Shechita not an Avoda. So number one, says Tosfos, he quotes Rashi, Perish Bekuntras, Midash Rechman Abizar, because since a non-Kohen can do the Avoda, so therefore... Let me say that again. Since a non-Kohen can do the Shechita, it's evidence to the fact that it's not an Avoda. Okay, that's number one. Tosfos is not so crazy about that. Drop down another six lines in Tosfos. Pshat number two. V'harav Rebbe Yitzchak Meorleans Mefarish Lav Avodehi Lefi Sheshave Bechulin Uvekachin. Shechita is universal. Shechita is universal. Everybody does Shechita, meaning even outside the Beit HaMikdash. How do we eat our meat? Shechita. So Shechita is not exclusive to the Beit HaMikdash, so you can't call it an Avoda. An Avoda, by definition, is something which is exclusive to the Beit HaMikdash. Okay? Imkein lomimayit Avoda tziva hamakum Shechita. Okay. That's pshat number two in Tosfos, of why Shechita is not an Avoda. Third pshat of Tosfos. They're all every one of these three pshatim are interesting. Third pshat of Tosfos v'nir lafaresh the lav avodihi mid achshiranan beperek beis to zvachim. Because look, let's remind ourselves of what we learned in the second chapter of Zvachim. Amad bedarim v'hoshi yada b'tzafon. Let's say it's an ola or a chatas or an asham. Where does the animal need to be shechted? In the north. Where does a person need to stand? Anywhere he wants. Anywhere he wants. The shoche can shecht that animal even while standing in the south. So he's standing on the south side of the mizbeah of the azara, has a knife. Animals in the north, that's okay. You don't find this anywhere else. Meaning, as Tosfos points out, by the Kabbalah Saddam, where does the person have to stand? In the north. Can't stand in the south. In fact, if he stands in the south while accepting the blood, no good. If you do Kabbalah while not standing in the north, that's no good. Alma, so what do you see here? Right, interesting proof of Tosfos. Kol Sherus Lifnei Hashem, that when you do temple service, you have to be Lifnei Hashem. By virtue of the fact that you don't have to be in the north to Shecht, that demonstrates it's not Sherus. That's not temple service. Okay. Shema Mina, Tosfos says exactly what I just said. Mida Asher Rechmana Amad B'chutz V'Hoshi Yad Lifnei V'Shachem Mechlal D'Shechita Lav Sherus Hu. Okay, three explanations of Tosfos why Shechita is not Navoda. Number one, because it can be done by non-Kohen. Number two, Rav Yitzchak Meir Orlin says that it's universal. And number three, evidence by the fact that the Kohen doesn't have to stand in the north side to Shecht shows you that it's not Sheris, it's not temple service. Going now back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, so you see, when I Shecht, the order of the Mitzvah is first Chatas, then... First Asham, then Chatas. If, however, I shech the Chatas before the Asham, so two barks to Rasa, which is the language used for basically get rid of it, right? No good. So the Gemara's question now is, look, I understand that by service, by Avoda, that has to be in specific order. But we're talking about Shechita. Shechita's not an Avoda, and yet the order becomes so important. So, Shechita Vi'i Ein Mechusas Man. So now we're in the bottom of the Yamad. Vi'i Ein Mechusas Man La Boba Yom Ye'echem Emarz Bedam Olakriv Hashem V'Hadol Likriv Chatos. So the Gemara says, so what's the big deal? If Mechusas Man La Boba Yom is not a big deal, as you Reish Lakish would like to argue, so here's what you do. Mix the blood, stir the blood so the blood doesn't congeal. Bring your carbon Hashem and then go back to the Chatos. What's the big deal? Clearly, it is the big deal. Elam or Rapapa, so Rapapa says, we're going to go with a whole new approach for Reish Lakish. So we're really back to square one. So let's do this again. Reish Lakish says that if I bring my Menchas Omer, and I have a Shelo Lishma Kavana when I bring my Menchas Omer, so he says it's okay, but don't eat the Shirayim. So the Gemara is now stuck on a basic question. If I can't eat the Shirayim, how can the Mizbeach eat the Kometz? The Mizbeach has to keep kosher, just like I have to keep kosher. So the Gemara now says, okay, new route, new avenue in terms of explaining Reish Lakish. Elam Rav Papa Hainu Tam de Reish Lakish. Totally new approach. De Kasavar Heir Mizrach Matir. You know when Chadash becomes Mutter? So you all thought it was all because we brought the Karban Omer. Nope. It's because the sun rose on the morning of the 16th. Heir Mizrach, once you have the eastern horizon light up, meaning morning, once you get to the morning of the 16th, really all grains become mutter. The Rav Yochanan, and even when there's a Beis HaMikdash, and even when there's a Karban Omer, the Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish Dar Mitavaya, Afilu Bezman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayam, Heir Mizrach Matir. That's all you need. And look at the top Rashi on the page. The Yudvav Benisan Matir Achadash. The real Matir is the day. The Yom is a Matir. Dichsiv Aretzem Umetargaminan Ad Bachran. Right? The Pasuk says Ad Etzem Ayom Azeh Parsha Samor. And the Targum on that says Ad Bachran. Okay? What does that mean? Rashi explains Ubachran Hainu Maris Hayom. The radiance of the day. Right? Bachran is like your firstborn. So, firstborn in terms of day means when the day starts, when the day is born. Right, the day starts to look blue like the ocean. Okay, now if that's true, so Rashi now is going to explain the following because it is going to be somewhat of a conundrum. So if really the day is the Matir and not the Omer, so why can't we eat the Shirayim? Right, that's a pretty good question. So Rashi explains the Ha De Ein Shayare Nechalam De Mitzvah Lahamtin Ad Havas HaOmer, because it's a mitzvah. Now, do I fully understand that? Of course not. But it's a mitzvah to bring the Karban Omer. Kidevarachin LaReish Lakish Beperek Rabbi Yishmael VeHaksiv Ad Aviyachem Mashana LaMitzvah. Okay, so there's a mitzvah component. So because of the mitzvah component, I guess maybe you'll say it's a lack of kavod that I shouldn't be eating the Shirayim until the mitzvah itself was performed. We'll say like that. But still, the idea is that really it's not the concept that the Gemara attempted to provide earlier. That Mechusas Man LaBoba Yom is not a big deal. No, it is a big deal. So what's the reason why I can bring the Kometz on the top of the Mizbeach? Because it's not the Omer which is the Matir. The day itself is the Matir. V'Andrei Shlakish La'Beferish Itmar. Did not. In fact, we have a Mishnah. that tells us this idea of Reish Lakish. Ein mevim menachas bikurim. Sorry, ein mevim. We're going to make a small correction over here. Ein mevim menachas uvikurim uminchas beim akodim laomer. You cannot bring menachas. You can't bring bikurim. You can't bring a mincha of any animal before you bring the omer. Skip the parentheses. Vim hevi pasal. Now, if you do bring it, it's disqualified. Kodim l'shtei alachem lo yavi. However, before the Shtei Alechem is brought in Shavuos, 50 days later, the Imhevi Kosher, and if you bring it, it's going to be Kosher. Now, Reish Lakish says, that's true on day 14. That's true on day 15. Avabashisha Asar. But if you bring a Mincha on the 16th day, Imhevi Kosher. So if you bring it, it's kosher. What do you see? Amakas avraher mizrach matir. The real matir is the rising of the sun. Okay. So good.
The concept on your paper.
Right. The day itself is mechaper. Okay. Good. So now what we have is we finished now number two. So again, this is a long sugya. It starts all the way from the bottom of Dalam and Aleph. Rav says that if I bring a mincha somer shalol lishma, it's pasal. Why? Because the mincha somer is a matir, and the matir that's brought shalol lishma is going to be pasal. Okay, Reish Lakish disagrees. Reish Lakish on the top of Hamad Aleph says no. If you bring the mincha somer shalol lishma, the carbon mincha itself is still good. We're not allowed to eat the shirayim, and we have to bring another carbon mincha, but the mincha itself is still good. Okay, we're up to one more opinion. We're up to Rava. We'll stop over here. Tomorrow we will do Rava. Rava's the last opinion. I know it's just a short couple of lines, but we'll wait till tomorrow to finish this off. And tomorrow I'll show you the Rambam. The Rambam follows like the third and final opinion, that of Rava. Okay. The learning we do this morning, thank you for reminding me. The learning we do this morning for Shavifa, Elias Neshama, for Gershom and Meir.